This is the Big O Show.
All right, welcome back. We got hour number two of the program. Let's see. Oh, Shaq and Chuck ripping Hassan Whiteside to shreds was classic. Yes, yes. We actually have that sound. Do we still have that sound of Shaq and Chuck ripping into Whiteside? It was so good.
I'll have to look up the date and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure Barkley. Right?
Yeah.
And Shaq.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. You're saying Shaq and Chuck.
Let me.
Yeah, no problem. No. There's no hurry.
I'm only doing 15 other things.
That's not important right now. Anyway, so it's just funny. I saw that there that Drew Bow sent that in on the YouTube chat board. Anyway, send in your fantasy football questions because at the bottom of the hour, Scott Pianowski is going to join us from Yahoo Fantasy. We'll have a little fun with him. We'll ask him a couple of fantasy questions, obviously, because there's a lot of things going on in fantasy football. And if you want to get in your question, it's really simple. 786-322-1105. The other way is on Twitter at Big O Show. You can also send them in there. That's always a nice way of getting it done here on the program, on Twitter at Big O Show, and of course on YouTube if you have it there. Myron Sanchez says, sup, O, you ever seen anything like that from last night? I've seen stuff like I actually saw in person Jason Taylor use a helmet on John Bock in practice. I saw that in person. I've seen this before. I've seen players use the helmet as a weapon. I have. And for those of you that missed it and might have been tuning in the first hour, we did talk about the Thursday night football incident. You could go. Is it posted yet? Are they posted yet? Okay, they're pretty soon going to be posted already. So if you didn't catch it, you can catch it there. The difference is nowadays, remember, guys, I don't stay on one subject for 4 hours now. So it's kind of like we get it going, we talk about it, and then we kind of move on, and then we talk about something else, and we get it going. Although I do
If you missed it, you haven't, go to the podcast, yeah. And it's there for you whenever. Yeah.
All my thoughts are there on it. Two different segments that we'll have on it there. To talk a little bit about what went on. You know what was also fun to interesting to watch last night was the Panthers losing to the Jets 4-3. And what isn't fun is watching the struggles of Bobrovsky. And listen, it's funny how everybody now is on the bandwagon of talking about how Bobrovsky is struggling. When 3 weeks ago, we were going, what's going on with this Bobrovsky guy? And then the excuses are, well, it's his first month, and notoriously, he's a slow starter. And Coach Quinville, I got to tell you, man, there was a part of me that was wondering, who do you start last night? Do you go back to Monty? Now, here's what I think is going to happen. I have no insight on this. I'm not a hockey expert by any means, except I can point out that Bobrovsky was struggling before all the hockey experts. But anyway, I'm not a hockey expert by any stretch. I don't know Quinville. I've never covered him. I don't deal with him on a daily basis. I only see what you see on television. Okay? Let me just be clear right now. But I got a feeling that Coach Q put a test yesterday on measuring where Bobrovsky is at. And he failed. And I think the next time Monty gets to come in like that and plays the hot hand again, I think he's going to stay there, and they're going to give him a little bit of a ride the next go-around. I think this time, because we're early in the season, they're not buried in a hole or anything like that. They're doing fine in the standings. I think Q said, you know, maybe Bobrovsky watching the kid save his ass the other night, gets him a little focused and ready to go. And then when he gives up those three goals last night, you're like, okay, dude, what the hell's going on? I'm just saying, it'll be interesting to see the next time Monty comes out, if he plays well and Bob's not playing well, does he stay with Monty and give him a little bit of a ride? Because that's what I thought would have been interesting last night. But if you start Monty last night, then you start a goaltending controversy. Last night, Coach Q said, all right, let me give him an opportunity to redeem himself after the kid bailed his ass out. Now that you failed me, I now have the green light to experiment with the youngster. Again, not a hockey expert, just playing the psychological approach to all of this, and I think there might be some truth to that. He wanted to avoid a controversy. Because we were all dancing a little bit around it, right? He's not playing well. Monty's playing better. Monty doesn't play nearly as much as Bob. So you figure, okay, what's going on here? I think next couple of weeks, we are going to find out if we have a goalie controversy here. Well, maybe not even a controversy, but a problem. A problem, because if the youngster somehow or another starts to become the better goaltender, wow, that's a major problem.
Let's be honest, though. Everybody telling us he starts slow, that's the only reason that there hasn't been more of a swell of exactly what you're talking about, is because we were told, this is how this guy operates. This is how he starts.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of quelled the situation, but we're almost a quarter through the season, right? Mm, we're at about 17, pretty, 18 games, maybe 20.
They're about a quarter of season.
Yeah, and that, yeah. You know, the starting slow. We're 25% in, man. Come on.
They are 19 games in, so almost pretty much a quarter.
Yeah. No, yeah. You should be in season form, correct?
No, there's a problem right now. Bobrovsky is a problem right now because they're paying you to be elite, and he is not anywhere near elite. And that's he's ranked one of the worst goaltenders right now in the league. There's no way. I mean, right now, Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu have got to be going crazy at this point. Think about this. How frustrating it must be for those owners. Because the youngster wasn't ready, right? Now, all of a sudden, you need a great goaltender in order to get something done in the NHL. So they go out and they buy the best guy available in free agency. They bring him in, and now he's not doing well. But the youngster that wasn't ready and was brought up to just kind of fill in a little bit, learn from the future Hall of Famer, the youngster's now outplaying the old man. Can you imagine how frustrating that has to be for the owners of the Florida Panthers? Those guys must be so frustrated. They got to be punching walls and breaking furniture. I know if I was Viola and Cifu and I spent that kind of money on my goaltender and he's playing like that, I'd be pissed. I'd be supremely pissed. I'd be so supremely pissed that my ascot would have an ascot. That's how pissed I would be. Supremely pissed. I mean, come on. To me, that's what stood out in that game last night. Just pissed me off. It's a game you should have won at home. It's not like Winnipeg's a terrible team or anything, but you're a pretty good team. You're at home. Let's go. Take care of home ice. You know who takes care of you? folks at Toyota of Hollywood, the finest Toyota dealership on the planet, the number one volume Toyota dealer out there, baby. And they've got the model year changeover event going on right now. I tell you all the time, they've got over 1,500 Toyotas in stock. That's why I want you to get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 there in Hollywood. In other words, it's just a couple blocks south of that big, giant, beautiful guitar that you see outside the turnpike there. Just south of it, man. Get on down there. Take advantage of the model changeover event. And like I said, over 1,500 Toyotas in stock. And listen to this, okay? They've got also special introductory savings on new 2020 models. So if you're looking for the Camry LE, the Corolla LE, the Avalon, the Sienna, the Highlander, you name it, they've got it for you. Tell them that Big O sent you. They will take care of you at Toyota of Hollywood.
Buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home, but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Welcome back.
This is the Big O Show.
Well, I'm reading here Metal Injection. Kerry King from Slayer. He just took out his signature guitar. Are you ready? Are you ready, Bill? This is for you. Signature guitar. All it costs is $8,666. You're set, bro. I mean,
oh, only $8,000?
Don't you make that just for this broadcast? I mean, come on, bro. Give me a break. You got all the money in the world. Go buy it. All right, let's see. All right, if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, send it in at 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the program as we take you till, it'll be about 4:20, something like that. Look at Steve Calabro, baby. He's finally here. He gets lost on me all the damn time. You gonna come back later? All right, 2:30. All right, come back over here at 2:30. So you're always lost. We can talk about those Dolphins that you predicted would win a couple games. Okay? I had zero. I had zero.
You made money on Baltimore?
All right. Did you bet on Myles Garrett getting in a fight last night? Okay, because that would have been pretty impressive. Have you had that?
I think I'm going to use helmets from now on.
Steve Calabro, baby. casino manager out here at Hialeah Park. Big sports fan. So he'll join us later on to talk. He hasn't been on with us like in 3 or 4 weeks or something. I always tell him, come on by, because he's good with
been
sports.
More like a couple months.
Because we don't really like talk. Like we'll talk a little Hialeah Park, and we'll talk about what's going on, and they're giving away a truck or a Mercedes or whatever it is that they're going on and all that good stuff, all the incredible stuff that goes on here every single day. But we normally just talk sports. And he was one that was dead set on, no, they're going to win a couple games. They're going to win a couple games. He was like he was a Flores guy. When we're all questioning and whether, and I'm not going to say that Flores has arrived yet either, but I got to tell you, man, I love Flores right now. I'm loving everything I see. Next year will be the year that we'll know if this guy's the real deal. But I love everything I see from Brian Flores, man. No doubt about that. He's done a phenomenal job overall as a head coach for the Miami Dolphins. Really impressed with that. All right, so we got the Panthers back in action tomorrow against the Rangers. We've got the Heat tomorrow back in action against New Orleans. We've got the Canes in action against Quinnipiac at 2 o'clock. What do you think? Should we go tomorrow? $2 tickets? Go see Quinnipiac? That Harlan Beverly kid, man. He's worth just driving over there just to go see that kid. Plays well. So we've got them all in action. Although, I will admit this. It's a frustrating night on the nights that the Heat and the Panthers are playing at the same time. Like last night, we got a little bit of a break. And I guess in Cleveland, now you figured it out, right? Why they started the game at 6. Because they had the Browns game at 8 o'clock. And that I didn't even think about that either. I'm doing the show. I'm going, wow, so weird, a 6 o'clock game. And then I picked up on it when I was home. Oh, no wonder the Browns are also playing at home. So the Cavs accommodated them.
When was the last time you thought about the Cleveland Browns playing a game?
No,
come on, let's be honest.
You don't do those things. That's the kind of stuff that gives you ulcers. So I try to stay away from things of Cleveland. That's a joke, by the way. If you're living in Cleveland, relax. Okay, I'm just having some fun. Listen, that to me was trippy last night, and I got home late. Actually, I got home and the game had already started. So I had to then restart the game. I had it recorded, of course, and then I started on forward through the commercials, and then I caught up, and I was live. But I also got an opportunity to watch most of the game until the Panthers started. And obviously the Panther game became a depressing game because they were losing to the Jets, and then I'm watching also what's going on with the Browns. And that game wasn't necessarily exciting either. It wasn't until the end that – that's not exciting, but that's kind of, I don't know, disturbing. And it woke you up a little bit. Because personally for me, I got to admit, I was already kind of dragging in the third quarter. Okay? Although tonight, I got Chapter 2 of The Mandalorian. Yeah, baby! For those of you that got Disney Plus, Mandalorian Chapter 2 today.
I was going to comment on that. 3 days on a turnaround for the second. Like, you're going to get used to every 3 days and another 10 days until the next one. Also, last night's game, how many guys did Pittsburgh lose on offense?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had nobody on offense, man.
Yeah. They kept losing people. You're right. You're right. And so, looking forward to The Mandalorian. I'll probably watch the initial episode again today and then watch the second one. Because I only watched it once. So I'll probably watch it again today for a second time and then watch the second episode. But I'm looking forward to that. For those of you, if you don't know what the hell The Mandalorian is, then I don't know what rock you've been living under. And if you're a Star Wars geek like I am, because I am a monster Star Wars geek, I can't wait for that tonight. I had to get Disney Plus just for The Mandalorian. The fact that you're going to give me 2 episodes in a week, I'm happy, man. That's like watching a whole movie is what I'm going to end up watching today, which is a beautiful thing. A little Star Wars action. I love it. Come on over, bro. Let's watch The Mandalorian. Can you watch it? Come on over. Let's enjoy a little Mandalorian. There you go. Anyway, and I saw the bundle, $12.99. Order the bundle, because I just saw that. And it doesn't matter if you're a Hulu owner already, if you're a ESPN Plus subscriber, and you want to become a Disney Plus subscriber, and it doesn't even matter if you sign for the Disney Plus free trial. Whichever one you're a part of, or two of the three, just sign up for it, and then they will then bring it back down to $12.99 for Hulu, for ESPN Plus, and for Disney Plus. That's a good deal. That's a really good deal. And I really like the programming that they have on Disney Plus. They've got all the Marvel stuff. They've got all the Star Wars stuff. I mean, it's and they've got a nice selection of.
I did read up on this. The Marvel stuff is gradually going to be brought.
Yes.
Supposedly, one of the biggest
facets
that they have is the old original, like Batman and Robin. They're going to ease it in. The Disney, the same thing. And concerning Netflix, they're not going to be so cut off, done, that these contracts somehow around 23, 24, 25, Netflix is going to have access to some of the Star Wars stuff again and whatnot.
Right. That's
and it's
after
how the contract was rented. And yeah. But for a while, Netflix is going to go down.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going to
be
lose.
Interesting to see if they survive those three or four years.
Well, they will because they have their own programming.
Yes.
And their own programming their own stuff is exceptional.
That thing that, what's her name?
Black Box or whatever?
Sandra Bullock
Bird
did The River. Yeah.
The Bird Box.
Yeah. That was like the start. And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They have a bunch of other things. They've been doing stuff for a while now, even before the Sandra Bullock thing. But yeah, they have their own programming, so they should be able to get by with it. They just probably won't be as profitable as they have been in the past. They were paying an enormous amount of money for a lot of the programming that they had.
Do you know that Disney also has Fox under their realm now?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
They bought Fox,
so that besides ABC and ESPN and blah and Disney and Marvel and Star Wars, they also have Fox now. And strange, I don't know how, why, but when Friends leaves Netflix, it goes to the HBO thing, and supposedly the Friends people are all getting together to do this thing for HBO
with them
taking over.
Yeah. Yeah, they should anyway. I'd like to see a little. You're never going to recapture it. They can never do that. But I love Friends, so I'm a big fan of Friends. Christopher Hill says, not that PFF is the greatest, and they're not. But the Dolphins are third best in missed tackle category. It's a disciplined team, man. If you're not impressed with, Brian Flores, I can't help you, man. I can't help you. I think the guy's done a hell of a job with absolutely nothing on this team. And he's beating all the teams that he's beaten. They have way more talent than he does. I can't wait to see them with more talent and see what they're doing. I'm so excited about the draft, as you guys know. I just can't wait for next year to see the next step of this team, to see the next wave of players. I'm excited still even for the second half of this season to watch which are the guys that are getting better. I'm not worried about the draft picks. I don't worry about any of that stuff. The front office will take care of that. And if they continue to draft good players, okay, that's all we need. And eventually they'll become a good team again. And they'll find their quarterback. They already got one last year. Whether he works out or he doesn't, and maybe he doesn't. And I do want to talk about Armando Salguero's article today that he talked about with Josh Rosen. I really liked that article. I thought it was a really good article by Armando and really good. It shows that Rosen has got the right mindset, too. We'll get into that, too, eventually. I can't get into it now because we got to get into fantasy football. And send in your fantasy football questions now. You can send them in on our Twitter page at Big O Show. You can do it on DM if you want. I'll search for them on DM. Scott Pianowski is going to join us from Yahoo Fantasy here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little fantasy football with Scott. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on this weekend to give you an edge in your competition. So send in your questions right now on our YouTube YouTube chat board. If you got a fantasy football question, on Twitter at Big O Show, on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in.
If you're behind, we got the first hour and the three segments involved.
There you go. All right, so if you're behind, you can catch up there. We've got some material for you. Let's take a break. We'll come back with fantasy football. Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Fantasy next.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas. The year changeover event. Make us an offer. Any offer. And you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
Welcome back. You got any fantasy football questions, send them in. We're going to get in contact with Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Fantasy. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. We had the game last night, obviously, with the Browns and the Steelers, as didn't produce a ton of fantasy. Although you got something from Odell Beckham. Those of you that have had Odell Beckham, you probably have been a little frustrated, I would say, right? Well, at least you got something yesterday. That was one of those where maybe you can trade him now. Maybe he becomes trade value now. He had that big game yesterday, the big catch, the big touchdown.
Big O, we got Mr. Pianowski.
I love it. Scotty P. Scott Pianowski. Hey. Follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. Catch his work there at Yahoo Fantasy. Scotty, it's been a while, baby. How you been?
I am good, Big O. It's good to hear your voice, man.
It is great to hear you, my man. So let me ask you, if you've got Odell Beckham, are you trying to trade him at a high right now since he had a half-decent game yesterday?
Yeah, if you can get something, I'm not sure you can. The thing is, they can't get him going in the end zone, and that's the problem. And you see other elements of the offense working. Chubb's had a decent season. Hunt's been pretty good, better than I expected since he came back. I'm a Chubb apologist, and I wasn't sure what Hunt would be ready to do, but he's been pretty good. But Beckham and Mayfield just haven't been on the same page all year. I know part of that probably lies at the feet of Freddie Kitchens, but I'm not expecting Odell Beckham to be a difference maker the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, with that, the way things have, I think really the running back is the one position you can count on that team, right? And then Landry also, because of PPR purposes, at times will give you that production.
Right, exactly. That's exactly how I would phrase it, too.
Yeah. Remember, you can follow him on Twitter at @Scott_Pianowski. And if you have any fantasy football questions, send them in right now on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, which is 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Looks like no Alshon Jeffrey. Is this a game where you can count more on Aguilar?
I think Miles Sanders is going to be a guy who picks up the slack for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, Jeffrey looks like he's out, and he's just on the back end of his career. He might be on the 18th hole right now. But Jordan Howard is also questionable. And even if Howard plays, I don't think Howard is going to be much of a factor. So this is probably a liftoff game for Sanders. And the Patriots, it's always easy to get them in the running game anyway. I don't like Carson Wentz in the spot, but Sanders is the Philadelphia guy. I think he's elevated by the flow of that offense right now.
All right. What's it called? Le'Veon Bell. He's been dealing with the ribs. He hasn't had a great year. The line isn't responding. Is he even a number two back against Washington this week?
Only because there's projectable volume. And that Washington defense is not that bad. We saw them hang in against the Niners. They hung in against Minnesota. But at least when Bell's on the field, you know he's going to get double-digit touches. And there aren't that many guys we can say that about. So it's still, there's a buoyancy there. You know, he's going to be somewhere 12 to 15 on my list. But he's really been a huge disappointment because he hasn't been hurt generally. I mean, he's a little bit dinged up, but he's been on the field and everything gone wrong with you. Darnold had the mono and their backup quarterbacks weren't ready to play. The Herndon thing, we were waiting for him all season, turns out that never really arrived. So not that much has gone right. Robbie Anderson, what a bad year he's had, but. Bell, you're going to play because you know he's going to touch the ball. I just not confident much is going to happen when he does touch it.
All right. Moving on. George Kittle is out. And, I think, is he out? And Sanders, what's the latest with those two guys? And if they're not playing, there's a severe drop-off. Who can you count on?
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if Kittle played. I think they just want to keep the opponent guessing a little bit. But Kyle Shanahan let it out that Kittle wasn't going to play, and then he backtracked off that. But I would be shocked if Kittle played. And Sanders, probably closer to the outside of questionable. I think Deebo Samuel can step up. Remember, they're not going to have Breida either. So there's a lot of moving parts there. Their tackle Staley isn't going to play. At San Francisco, after an overtime slugfest Monday night, now they come to an Arizona team that gave him all they could handle just a couple of weeks ago and starting to play a lot better. Arizona reminds me of the way the Browns were last year when they finished the season on a high note and they became a hot team the next season. Of course, Browns haven't cashed in on that, but I think Arizona will give them a game, and a lot of guys on their offense. I can't touch David Johnson, but I like the Arizona passing game. As far as San Francisco, Samuel is the guy I think can step up with other people hurt, but I do think Arizona will be competitive in this game.
All right, looks like Matt Ryan will play. Does that make Brian Hill any sexier?
It does. Tampa Bay really sells out against the run. And so I think it may be a case of, remember last week, I think Hill had 20 carries for 61 yards, something like that, against New Orleans. He's going to get a lot of touches, okay? No Freeman. Edo Smith is on IR. So, again, the projectable volume. You can point to probably 15 touches for Hill right now. Maybe he gets into the 20s. He did have a touchdown reception last week, and I think he has another touchdown catch this season. So, there aren't that many guys that we say, okay, he's got the backfield to himself. For the most part this year, what's been wrong with the Falcons is the defense, although it did play very, very well last week. But generally, their offense shows up. I don't think it's going to be pretty as far as a yards per carry standpoint, but because we know the backfield work is going to be Hill and Hill alone, probably with the Falcons this week, he's inside my top 12 at the position. Unless you're loaded at running back, you're playing Brian Hill.
Tevin Coleman, is this a game where you can unleash him?
Yeah, I mean, you wish the offensive line was healthy, but no Breida. Mostert is dinged up. Wilson hasn't really been a factor since he was hurt. So, again, I keep coming back to where is volume we can count on, and he is a Kyle Shanahan offense. They do generally like to go to Coleman in scoring position. It wasn't that long ago. He had a 4-touchdown game. So, problem is, you know, Coleman, he's not really somebody you can give 20 touches to, but I got to figure he'll at least get 10 to 12, maybe 15. So, again, Kyle Shanahan offense, something we can hang our hat on. Arizona, a good matchup. Just you think the Niners should be in scoring position a fair amount of time. So, yeah, Coleman I feel good about this week.
Give me an under-the-radar receiver for you this week.
Yeah, I talked about Arizona coming around. Andy Isabella, if you're really kind of desperate, I think he's like owned under 5% of Yahoo League. Now, there's no floor here. I can guarantee you that he's going to do anything. But big catch in the first San Francisco game, and then he got downfield for a big play last week at Tampa Bay. So I think this offense needs more verticality to it. We know Kirk generally has been their guy to move the sticks. Fitzgerald on the back of his career, a Hall of Fame career, but just about the end for him. I think Isabella can make a big play. He's somebody who I like. Also, Noah Fant, and Andy would say Noah Fant if he were here, my colleague Andy Barron, Iowa tight end, spreading his wings, had a long touchdown 2 weeks ago before the Broncos hit the bye. You know, Allen, nobody really expected anything of Brandon Allen. You know, half the league is named Allen now, but they go into Minnesota, and I know people will think, oh, I don't want to trust the Broncos offense, but you can play Cortland Sutton, I think, with a modicum of confidence. And I think Noah Fant, a lot of tight ends are hurt right now. We know that Hooper's out for several weeks, so I think Fant will step into the breach.
Okay, good stuff there. As always, what's the best running back option for you in Tampa? Is Jones becoming a bigger part of it?
Yeah, I think it is Jones. I know he had the fumble last week, but here's the big thing for me with Jones. They finally got him going in the passing game. He only had 8 catches into the season, and then last week catches all 8 of his targets. Yeah, Barber's going to get some of the work, but I think they want Jones to be their primary back, and they finally got him going in the passing game. And because he caught all 8 of the targets, because it was so successful, I don't think they turned back from that. I'm not going to say he's going to be LaDainian Tomlinson here. I'm not going to say he's going to be Christian McCaffrey here. But now you can expect 3 to 5 catches a week, and he's going to have at least 60 to 70% of their backfield work. So I feel good about Ronald Jones and Tampa.
I was a fan of his coming out of school, and it's been such a slow start to his career, man. It's just he just has not been able to figure out, and it kind of looks like he's starting to figure it out now. Or maybe they're starting
totally
to figure him out. I don't know which one it is.
But, I mean, last year, you can blame it on the coaching staff. And, you know, maybe just this year it took a while for Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians to get comfortable with him. And, again, it comes down to the passing game. Because the great thing is when you're a running back who gets involved in the passing game, then the game script doesn't matter. Where you're ahead, you're behind, you're going to be on the field. So that's the big thing for me is that they finally trust him in the passing game. And those 8 catches, I mean, he caught all 8 of his targets. So I think Jones is going to be a strong play this week and probably for the rest of the season.
I would imagine that you've gone out and picked up Ryan Tannehill on all your teams.
On a fair amount of teams. man, the thing about that offense that's frustrating for me is that they spread out the target so much that's really hard to trust any of the receivers. That sometimes they use 3 tight ends. Corey Davis hasn't gotten off the ground. A.J. Brown is, kind of once every month he does something. Humphreys have done just about nothing until the game-winning touchdown against the Chiefs. But Tannehill runs for 20 to 30 yards a week. Remember, he was their better quarterback in the preseason, and a lot of people wanted to go to Tannehill. I hear people inside the Tennessee locker room thought that Tannehill should have been their quarterback on opening day, but they felt like they had to give one more shot to Mariota. And Tannehill isn't as easy to sack. I mean, Mariota, just about the giveaway as far as sacks go. So it's not the sexiest offense in the world. They actually have a pretty good playoff schedule. But, Tannehill's at least made that offense reasonable. I also think Derrick Henry might be the most underrated player in fantasy right now. I know it's mostly the running game, but he's going to get 20 carries a week.
Yeah.
He breaks off a long one every once in a while. Former Heisman Trophy winner. I think he's a dynamite player. And in a year where a lot of fantasy stuff has gone wrong, I think there's been more wrong answers than right answers this year. Derrick Henry has certainly returned his value.
Well, no, they finally have committed to him. You know what I mean? It's like usually they always had like another option or something else, and then it looked like this year. They finally said, okay, you're the guy, and we're sticking with you, and he's had a good year.
Right, and they hardly use Deion Lewis anymore. So it's, again, we look at backfield. There's so few what we call a bell cow, where somebody owns most of the touches in a backfield, but just a limited amount of those guys this year. But yes, Tennessee has finally said, Henry's our guy. We're not going to sprinkle around. It's interesting, the opposite of what they do in the passing game. In the passing game, they get everybody involved. In the running game, it's one guy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. All right. You gave me a receiver. Is there a back that might be going under the radar for this week?
Yeah, we talked about a couple of them. I like Hill, who is a waiver priority guy. I like Sanders. I think that with Howard dinged up, I think Philadelphia off a bye, they can get more Sanders going. Also, if you need to make something happen at receiver, one other guy I'd be curious, the Patriots are going to play or at least activate Harry this week, and they have no verticality in their passing game. Sanu is basically their tight end. Edelman, we know what he does. And those guys are, you know, they have solidified roles right now. But they don't have any kind of a field stretching option. I don't think you can play Harry necessarily, but I think if you have some bench space, if you, you know, whatever, you lose somebody, you have up space to play with. I think Harry's a good guy to pick up and see if anything happens there.
There you go. All right. So tell them what you guys do, Scotty, at Yahoo Fantasy, so you can give people an edge on their competition on Sundays.
Sure. You know, obviously the staff rankings, which Andy Behrens is a part of, we do a collaborative piece on Thursday where we make bold predictions. I think the bold prediction was Gerald Everett, the tight end for the Rams, who very quietly over the last 2 months is the number two targeted tight end. He's become a factor on an offense that hasn't really played that well. And then Fantasy Football Live on Sunday, our flagship program. All your favorite Yahoo people are part of it. I'll be handling the Yahoo Fantasy account and handling start tick questions all the way up until kickoff. So I also do an injury wrap on Saturday, which we know a lot of the stuff we talked about today was tied to injuries. That is fantasy football, is getting to the point of who's on the field, who isn't, who's touching the ball and who isn't. So I'll be handling that in the next 24 hours. So we'll get you ready for kickoff, whether it's with projections, whether it's with injuries, whether it's with the Sunday start sit stuff. Come play fantasy with us at Yahoo Fantasy.
There you go. And follow him on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. He is an absolute stud, always getting it done for us here, along with Andy Behrens. Scotty, as always, good to hear from you, my brother. Much love, and may the big wins be yours, because I know you're in like 700 leagues.
I appreciate that, Big O. Good to talk to you, buddy.
You got it, baby. Be good. There you go. The great Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Fantasy. I don't know how they do it, man. He's like in 477 leagues, and he wins 476 of the championships, which is pretty impressive. I mean, he like gives one away. That's what he does. If Scott wanted to, he'd win all 477, but he's like, you know what? I'll give one away. He's generous that way.
What's the most leagues you've been in at one time, man?
I think it was 5 1 year, 6.
Is that not so just absolutely, like, you're playing against the guy you got over here?
All
the
time.
Just, man.
All the time. I don't do it anymore. I don't do it anymore. I try to be in one league if I can. Worst case scenario, I'll do a favor and I'll be in a second league. But I really just want to be in one league. And that's it.
The more leagues you're in, the more aggravated you're going to be.
I'm not even playing in the league that I'm in.
I was. You know what? We haven't talked about it in a while.
6-4.
So, okay, so you're taking a couple of hits.
I don't know what happened this week.
Okay. But you're still... Playoff team.
6-4, dude.
You're 6-4.
I haven't even touched the team, and it's 6-4.
No injury replacements. No roster replacements.
Nothing. Last week, my team lost because I think the guy that I don't believe in, he's a running back playing a quarterback, that's my quarterback. Lamar Jackson's my quarterback. I wouldn't have drafted him, but the pilot did. You know, the autopilot did. I didn't draft him.
We know you wouldn't have drafted
him.
No,
I wouldn't have drafted him because I'm afraid that he's going to break down and because somebody's going to break him in half. Because eventually that's what happens with running quarterbacks. I don't wish anything bad on the kid. I really don't. I'm not trying to say that he's going to get injured on purpose or anything like that, but it's just one of those deals. I'm trying to see if I get that email from Yahoo that tells you what happened over the weekend, because that's how I find out. I can't even get in the damn site to check it out. So if I get the Yahoo email, I'll keep you updated.
You know how crazy it is that the only thing you did was set your team on autopilot, and you haven't done anything since.
I didn't even set it on autopilot.
Oh, it just automatically
drafted.
Well, thank the Lord that it did that, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But you actually didn't do anything. I even thought, I thought you at least set the autopilot, man.
Nothing.
You know how ridiculous that did. I'm not going to say anything.
What can I tell you? But that's what it is. Can't do anything about it. All right, if you want to get in on the Yahoo chat board, you can do that. You can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the show, as we take you till about 4:20, something like that. At 4 o'clock, John Rex, he is the Dolphin Club president in Orlando. He is going to join us. John is going to join us at 4. At 3:30, as always, Chris Long, winwithsports.net, is going to stop by and have a little fun with us. I'm trying to get somebody in the 2 o'clock hour. If not, we'll be doing our talking in the 2 o'clock hour and kind of get into a couple of things that I do want to talk about. Overall, I am trying to get one guest here at 2 o'clock and see in the 2 o'clock hour to shed some light on some of the things going on in the world of sports. I got some news on Antonio Brown that I want to get into. I also got some news on the Jets. Adam Gase has got a new controversy. It doesn't end, right? It's just one after another, and we got to love it, right? Some basketball stuff that I want to get into. Also, NBA side. Armando Salguero, I want to get into his article at the top of the hour. I thought he did a really good job with his article. The Dolphins taking on the Bills. We got to talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour. We got a bunch of things that I want to get into overall. Also, another thing with the Colin Kaepernick workout that I think some people might be overlooking, and it really could be going on right now, okay? And we'll get into that subject, too. So I got a bunch of things to talk about in the 2 o'clock hour to get into here on the program. But, of course, you got your thoughts on what went on with Miles Garrett. You got your thoughts on what went on with the Panthers and Bobrovsky last night on the Miami Heat. With their dominating win, whatever is on your mind, Dolphins and Bills, you could chime in here on the chat board. We'll get to your questions on the chat board here on YouTube. You can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. Many different ways to reach out to us and give us your opinions on what's going on. Also in the news, so just in case you're just tuning in, Miles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely, at least for the rest of the year and the playoffs. That is set already. He will miss the remainder of the season and the playoffs. He has 72 hours to appeal this. My suggestion is don't appeal it. Marquise Pouncey has been suspended for 3 games, and the Oganoba guy, or whatever the hell his name is, he was suspended for 1 game. So those are the breaking news items from the scene last night. And there'll be more suspensions, obviously, because there were other people that were involved. And I'm sure the NFL and their security people are now going through all of that film and all of that video to figure all of that out.
Question for you. Considering how egregious the situation was with Garrett, mm-hmm. is this a situation where the Cleveland Browns could, as an organization, step up, not even wait for the NFL and go, hey, this is bad, blah, we're suspending him? Or does the NFL Players Association...
Well, they already did.
Like, how does that...
They're already suspended.
No, I know the... No, I'm just saying if... I'm just saying if the... Could the Cleveland Browns have, after last night, said, you know what, we're not waiting. We're taking action ourselves.
I think
It's basically a general knowledge question. Or does the Players Association, you can't do that?
No, I think they could.
Okay.
But I think they won't, because it's a league matter when it comes to it.
Okay.
And that's why they let the league then decide on that kind of stuff. And then the team, this absolves the team, because then this might also create a rift between you and your own player.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
So this kind of like, it's a buffer.
You have to kind of coddle the relationship you have with your player.
Right.
You don't want to be the one that craps on it.
You can tell them, hey, you screwed up, and hey, you got to pay the suspension, and you got to sit out, and we're screwed. But
I'm just thinking about the organization.
Yeah.
trying to be proactive and say,
they,
hey,
I think
you
they
know.
Could. I think under the letter of the law, if they really wanted to, okay. if they called it conduct detrimental like they're doing to Dion Waiters here in, with the Heat, yeah, I'm sure they could do it if they wanted to. But because this is something so egregious and something that is league-related, I think they'll sit back and say, let the league take care of it. And then if they feel the league didn't do enough, maybe they want to do their own.
No, and exactly like you said, you are going to have a continuing relationship with this guy.
Right.
You don't want to, you know, cause any problems.
Right. And the league's going to do enough as it is. They're going to do enough damage. And they did already because you just lost what's possibly your best player for the rest of the year.
Whole thought of the question was the PR move for the right. Browns themselves. You
right.
know,
right.
look how proactive we are.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. They could do that. There's a possibility that could happen. That's but I obviously I don't think that will be the case because you just saw what happened there in the league. I'm telling you, the league wasted no time because they didn't want this thing to drag on because it was going to make them look bad. This is their best way of recovering from all of this. And at the same time, this puts a little water on the Kaepernick fire. Because now people are talking about this, because it's a player physically harming another player on the field on national television. It's a problem now for the league. It's a problem publicly. It's a problem socially. All of that. So everybody's chiming in. So this is actually a little bit of a saving grace for the league, because the league looks really bad in handling the Kaepernick situation or mishandling it. Here they don't look bad. Here it's a player looking bad, and then they're disciplining them, and that whole thing makes them look a little bit more responsible out of this whole thing.
Considering the Kaepernick thing going on tomorrow, how many of the upper echelon people in the NFL are like, God, we're so glad this Garrett thing is right there, and it may even supersede all the Kaepernick
yeah.
talk
well,
in the inside talking, like,
yeah.
is it this great?
Today, for today, it does it. Tomorrow, Kaepernick will be front and center because they will be covering it, and there will be media at Flowery Branch now, and everybody will be doing a stand-up over there, and we've got personnel people inside there with Colin Kaepernick, and they're going to have the cameras filming the SUVs driving in. We believe this is the SUV that's carrying Colin Kaepernick into Flowery Branch, yada, yada. So all that stuff's going to be front and center tomorrow for
you
sure.
You think the NFL releases the rest of the suspensions regarding the fight tomorrow?
Of course.
Tomorrow to kind
maybe, of... Maybe. But those guys aren't important. Myles Garrett is the one that's important out of all of them. They took care of the one guy that everybody's pointing their fingers at. We're really not even talking about any of the other guys because outside of Marquise Pouncey, we don't even know who the other guys are. An Ogunabi guy, and that's it. Or Ogbunebe, or whatever his name is. Maybe his name is Orlando.
The two guys that I saw, it was 290-somethings that ran off the sideline into
right.
the end zone.
That's all you can say, 90-something, you know? That's the thing. Let's talk about Dandy Donuts. Bobby wouldn't have it any other way, talking about the delicious place, the most delicious place out there in Hollywood. You got to go, man. Apple fritters, the vanilla dip, the glaze. Oh, and they use real honey in those donuts. Sugar twist, glaze twist, chocolate dip, fresh blueberry, fresh cranberry, banana walnut, raisin bran, country corn. There, I could just go on and on and on. The cake donuts like the Oreo and the plain cruller and the cinnamon sugar, old-fashioned plain. They're so good, the old-fashioned plains. Yes, I like the old-fashioned donuts. They are awesome. And everything at Dandy Donuts is so delicious. The breakfast, the lunch. Tell them that Big O sent you. Get yourself on down there when you order some donuts or some breakfast or some lunch. Tell them that we sent you. Tell them that that's why you're there at Dandy Donuts, Hollywood location only. So go to dandyhollywood.com.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19, 775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17, 775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12, 775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home, but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.